This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Mathaniah for getting us up and twitching in the morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and email.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Monday.
God bless us, everyone. And very pleased to wear green one day. I usually don't bother because I feel like it's on my face. I'm Irish. There's no, I'm come from an old family of inbred Irishmen.
Okay.
Make no apologies. What? That came out wrong. It's Layla Monday. Layla Rahimi's here. Yes. And she's with Marshall Harris. Marshall's here.
Happy
hey
Monday.
Guys, how are you?
Hello.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh,
happy
love your shirt.
Weekend. I'm gonna find the video. I'm gonna post the video. I know if you know the story behind this shirt, but basically, in Mobile, Alabama, my home state, they did a news story at the NBC affiliate in Mobile about
great time.
These people who thought they saw a leprechaun in a tree. And it's a whole story about the
awesome
leprechaun in the tree. And it is a classic. I will send it to you both. I will post it on my Twitter. I already posted it on my Instagram.
That's
story.
What the t-shirt is about?
Yes. Yep. If you know, you know. It's
those
one of those.
Those are the early days of the internet when life was fun.
You know why this t-shirt exists? Because they asked for a sketch describing what they saw. And this is the sketch that they put on TV.
That's classic.
It's amazing. It's an amazing throwback story. I think it was in the 1990s, but it's a great story.
It was definitely early 2000s, and I remember trying to figure out whether or not this story was real.
It was real. It aired on television.
I was just impressed, Marshall, that you wore the shirt to because it is St. Patrick's Day, and you were still aware what day it was after your schedule for the last five.
Well, I would never forget what St. Patrick's Day was because I got to call 3 St. Patrick games last week. I called their super sectional on Monday, their big win over Mount Carmel. I called their loss to Brother Rice, and then they won the third place game at the IHSA state tournament. So St. Patrick was on my mind throughout.
I will say this. You did a terrific job. I don't know if play-by-play, how much you've done some, I know, but to be thrust into that environment with that many big games and moments for all those families and those kids, and it didn't seem like, and I watched bits of probably every game a little bit, you knew all the stuff.
Well,
like it's like you must have done some really heavy duty prepping for that moment, those moments.
It is all about preparation, and the best part is it's a lot of work. People think, oh, that guy's lucky to be calling, but you've got to prepare and know what and everything else. And that was getting to know some of these teams and these coaches and having discussions with them about, you know, a lot of them, this was their first time ever getting to the state tournament. I mean, in Illinois, there's only 4 classifications. You go to other states that don't have as many people, there's 6, 7, 8, 9 classifications. So to get to the state finals. I mean, getting to talk to Ronnie Fields, you know.
They won Hope Academy.
Yeah.
Small school, big moment. Big stage. Ronnie Fields, that, Chicago legend.
Oh, yeah. The term March Madness was created by
the original March
Illinois
Madness.
High School.
Yeah, yeah, they had to go to court over it. And they so, did. Yeah. So, yeah, all that stuff. Tywan Hunter, 5'7", if that. Was phenomenal in the 1A state championship game. And then to see, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to ride back to Chicago Saturday night. No, no, you're going to stay for double overtime between DePaul College Prep and, of course,
Brother Rice.
And
that was an outstanding game.
That game was wild.
And you also had some viral plays, too. You know, you had that three quarters
that was
of a
Tywan Hunter.
Tywan Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And you guys showed that on CHSN on the Chicago Elite. Yep. I saw it. I'd watched that seven times in a row.
It was cool.
Those championships, I mean, those kids will remember it their whole lives. But the competitiveness of championship, when you get to like an Elite Eight, a Final Four situation, in any kind of state tournament of any sport is extraordinary. It's great. That, really a lot
that's
of
why
it's
the
a,
hardest part, though, is watching the agony of the team that loses.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Like yeah. Brother Rice losing that game as DePaul celebrated. And, you know, it's a three-peat for DePaul College
yes.
Prep. That's a high school sports dynasty when you can do yeah. it 3 years in a row. Tommy Kleinschmidt has it going there.
And you wonder if it's the experience that was the difference because, again, you look at Brother Rice, they'd never been to the state tournament and they'd never played in a state championship game. And it was a big moment for Conti Stamos and his team. He's got three straight 30-win seasons. They thought they could finish it off. They had beaten DePaul College Prep in the regular season by one point at their place. So for me, just the last probably 6 weeks or so kind of gearing up for this and learning so much about high school basketball in this area and really appreciating and seeing what would happen. It was just so much fun. A big shout out to the entire production crew, to Lauren Withrow, who's on sideline. She did sideline reporting for every single game all week long. Kenny McReynolds, my partner doing the color commentary, he was great, phenomenal, hilarious, as always. And just a great time. I mean, it really kind of sets the stage for this next step into March Madness with the college.
Did it leave you any time to fill out your brackets?
No. I mean, I have an idea of what I want to do. I was listening to you guys in the morning.
Y'all,
also,
y'all
shout
already,
out to the...
Oh, y'all waste no time.
The Bennett... Hitting in the face with March Madness.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you
kidding? I'm a klutz all the time. I'm like, whoa.
I wanted to be ready.
I don't do brackets. So
you
that's
don't?
Like my, yeah, I haven't done brackets in, say 17 years.
I'm the jerk who enters two in a pool.
I stopped doing brackets after my first year working in Philadelphia because I was just like, it's really taking the fun out of watching these games for me because I just love chaos. If my alma mater, Mississippi State, Hail State, Bulldogs are playing, I want to be able to root for them fully and then I love upsets. So like I hope Cooper Flagg doesn't play the first weekend. We get by Baylor, we see Duke. How is there anything better than seeing your team with a chance to put Duke out of its misery?
Oh, that would be incredible.
Where you got him? You got to lose to Baylor, right?
Duke is not having much of a miserable month by my bracket.
Oh, okay.
Duke is going to be very happy.
Who did you take in the Mississippi State Baylor game?
Baylor. Scott Drew.
I don't know.
You go with the coach.
I don't know.
I have not yet made my choices. I will keep that in mind.
Did you guys notice also on the CBS selection show, like, I'm like, are the producers making you guys all pick a 14-3? Like, every single one of them talked about a 14-3 matchup. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly something that they really wanted to discuss here. But I just don't necessarily know that it's that cut and dried.
Well, I don't know either, but I have a 13-4 matchup that I have.
Who's that? Who's your biggest upset in your bracket?
My biggest upset in my bracket, I'm trying to find it here.
I can't believe you've already filled out a bracket.
Is
that's
Akron beating Arizona.
I mean,
you with the Matt
Pryde.
I like John Gross. See, I told you it's dripping with sentiment right now.
Yeah,
it's nostalgia.
Out of control.
Come on. I have some really good, smart picks on there, too.
Listen, I have.
It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Like, some of your chalk is going to wear away.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You did make your choices. You made your choices at 640.
I had to pick a Final Four, which I was told I could change.
The question did say reserve the right to change your mind.
And I do.
And you will do that.
And I told you, my problem is I really liked Florida going into the SEC tournament. Unfortunately, they've now won it, and everybody in the world's picking them.
It's hard to argue.
Don't let that chalk make you sneeze.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
see, that's the kind of thing.
Saying, he's too hyped.
He's got all number one seeds or number two seeds.
You went all ones?
No.
I'm looking at it right now.
Who's your three seed?
I don't have a three seed.
Oh, no.
One to two.
Anything below
that. Do you have a five seed, sir?
It's
very blue blood coach, except for your Midwest region.
Yeah, I've upsets along the way, but my Final Four is three twos and a one. Oh, I get that.
Yeah. Don't sneeze with all the
chalk. How many SEC teams in your Final Four?
Here's your issue with your Elite Eight in the Midwest is I love Kelvin Sampson and Rick Barnes, but both of those teams are known to have a clunker and just totally
Houston,
exit
Tennessee?
The tournament prematurely.
That's absolutely fact.
They will have the clunker where they, like, kind of like Illinois,
where
they score
that,
60 and suddenly
you
everybody's
really
out.
You don't really like Kelvin Sampson.
Hey, I don't really like Kelvin Sampson.
David,
you
listen
don't,
to me
but
very
I do.
Carefully.
Rick text
Barnes.
Everybody.
Rick Barnes knows how to make an exit.
Yes, he does.
I'm just telling
so
you.
So does Kelvin. Like, they both will have a game where neither one of them score because defense has been drilled into the head so much at Tennessee.
Sure,
and then the next thing you know, they're done.
Speaking of an Irish exit.
But you announced it, Mully.
I know.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
I saw a Second City skit where they played like guys like Time for an Irish Exit, and then they played some music where he pretended to like drink everyone's drink and punch some buttons. Like his Irish exit was different than the Irish exit.
Mindy Kaling did a bit where she's like, oh yeah, would I be leaving if I left my jacket here? And then she like run off and leave the jacket.
What have you today?
So we're going to talk, continue the Selection Sunday talk, because this North Carolina thing is out of control. Like, we need some more regulation. I think it's been deregulated. Also, we'll talk Cubs on opening day eve. Sean Burke is the opening day starter for the White Sox. We'll talk about that. Evan Altman joins us to talk more Cubs. Plus, we'll have High Noon. Drew Dahlman had some great sound with the afternoon squad, and we'll talk about his desire to play center for the Chicago Bears. Dan Weider joins us at noon. Tim Doyle joins us to try to help us with brackets that won't be filled out by myself. And we'll talk also about my thoughts on the Bears, because I was gone all week, so I haven't had a chance to register how I feel about the moves that were made.
Great. Have a good show.
All right, guys.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you got to do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.